Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, world. Welcome once again to Tuesday Talk with Key West Lou. I am your host, Louis Patron. Another crazy week. I have to open that way every week because every week we have is a crazy week. Mostly Donald Trump. He screws everything up, not only here, but all over the world. I'm going to try to avoid too much of Trump tonight. There are some items because he does cover the news completely. So I have to interject with Trump here and there. But overall, I'm going to have some other things to talk to you about. And in so doing, I will take you to the city of Riviera Beach, Florida, Munson Island, New York City, Washington, D.C., Lyon, France, the Rio Grande River, and outer space. Let's start with the city of Riviera Beach in Florida. We all get hacked. We've all been hacked one time or another. Someone's gotten involved with our computer, our cell phone or something, and we get hacked. Sometimes they get into our bank's information and so forth, and some of us lose money, some of us don't, and it's a danger all the time. Do we conceive, do we think about cities being hacked? Okay? And I'm going to tell you, they do now. This is a new way of making money. The thieves of the world have discovered a better way. The city of Riviera Beach, Florida. Their computer system was hacked. Certain important software operations were totally removed from their computer. Okay? They couldn't do any business. I mean, can you imagine the city could not do business, whether it's collecting taxes, traffic tickets, whatever, they couldn't do business. And they went crazy. But the hackers were quite cooperative. They said, you pay us 65 bitcoins. 65 bitcoins is equivalent to $600,000 American money. And guess what? Within days, Riviera Beach's insurance company paid the full amount. And these hackers knew they would because this is the trend across this country and across the world. They're hacking a bank here and a bank there, a small business here and a small business there. They don't go after the General Electrics and they don't go to the mom and pop store on the corner, but in between where there is a cash flow and they can't operate their business. They cannot operate their business without that data, that software information. And the city had to pay. They had to pay the money up front before anything got turned on. Fortunately, everything was turned on. But it's the new way today, okay? Cities are being held up for ransom. Ransom monies because their software has been stolen, their software information. Which now brings me to President John Kennedy. Remember PT-109? It was a movie about John Kennedy and his activities during World War II. He was captaining a PT boat. It was shot out from under him in the Pacific. He and his men made it to an island. They had to avoid the Japanese. They had to get off the island. They had to move from one island to another. They had people who had broken arms, broken legs, were shot. They had to carry their crew across. They had to somehow make contact with the Allies some way, somehow, which eventually they did, and Kennedy was a hero, by the way. So, let's talk about it now. During this month in 1962, during this month, the month of July, 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis was ongoing. The Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy came down here to look things over. At the time, those of you who have visited Key West, you know of Smathers Beach, that long beach facing the Atlantic Ocean. Well, Smathers Beach had one anti-aircraft gun after another and all other kinds of military equipment set up and facing Cuba. Cuba's only 90 miles from us here. And as Kennedy was driving around an open-air convertible, sitting with him in the back seat was a gentleman by the name of John Spotswood. Spotswood is a big name today in Key West. It was a big name back then also. John Spotswood owned radio stations. He had been sheriff of Monroe County, where in Key West is, and at the time he was a state senator, and he also happened to be the head of the Democratic Party here. He was a powerful man politically, and he had known John Kennedy before this trip. As they were driving along, Spotswood was a businessman and a smart one, a respected one, however. Spotswood said to Kennedy, "They're going to make a movie, Hollywood, about your time in the war, PT-109, and they got into a discussion how they haven't found a location yet. And he said, "Look, I own an island down here. It's called Munson Island. It's perfect for the movie. It is perfect for the movie. See if you can arrange for Hollywood to talk to me. I'm telling you, they'll love this island for the movie." Well, it came to be. And Hollywood rented Munson Island, or used Munson Island, to make the movie PT-109. Now, where is Munson Island? It's opposite Little Torch Key. To put everything in perspective, most people know where Big Pine is, and it's the first, the key before Big Pine is Little Torch Key. And on the Atlantic side of Little Torch Key, see, we talk Atlantic side and Gulf of Mexico side. On the Atlantic side of Little Torch Key, several miles out, is this little island that was Munson Island at the time. Today, it is known as Little Palm Island. Those of you who have visited here, those of you who stayed at Little Palm Island, those of you who live here know about Little Palm Island. Many of you may not, but Little Palm Island is one of the most expensive and most beautiful resorts in the world. No kidding. You'll find it all the time in the top three worldwide. And when I say expensive, you have no idea how expensive. Well, here comes Irma 2 years ago. And Irma hit Little Palm Island hard. And Irma wiped out Little Palm Island. Leveled it. Okay? They've been rebuilding Little Palm Island for 2 years now. It's the construction, the reconstruction of the resort, Little Palm Island Resort, is not complete. They hope to finish it by the end of this year. But Little Palm Island today, and I've been out there. I've never stayed there because I live down here 30 miles away. But I've gone out there for dinner, Sunday brunch, magnificent. You don't know how beautiful, and the food is outstanding. What a place to be. I can remember, 12, 13 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, my wife at the time and I were having dinner with some friends down there. And at the time, my wife went to look at the rooms. They only had 11 rooms. This place is very nice, very small, very tiny. It had 11 rooms, which were really thatched roof huts. I didn't go with her. At that time, 13 years ago, those thatched roofs, one night was $1,100. Can you imagine what they're going to be when this place opens again? Anyhow, that's the story of PT-109, Munson Island today, Little Palm Island. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. This guy's a bad guy. He's been in the news all day today and yesterday. He sex traffics girls under the age of 18, as young as 14 years old. He somehow gets them involved, and he has an island somewhere. I don't know if it's in the Pacific, it's in the Caribbean, where he takes them down, and people go, you got to have money, and they have fun with young girls, and he has them all over the world, and they prostitute themselves for him. He is a high-class pimp, in effect. He takes good care of them, and I'm sure the gentlemen who use his ladies, his young girls of the night, not really ladies of the night, pay high dollars for that kind of sexual activity. Well, he was arrested in 2003. Somehow he got off with only 13 months in jail. It's in the news. I don't know who he bribed or what he did. But right now, a fellow by the name of Acosta is our Secretary of Labor, Trump's Secretary of Labor. He was the U.S. attorney who made the deal for this guy. You go to jail for life under the federal system if you are pimping young girls. You go to jail for life. Sex trafficking of young girls, you go to jail for life. No question about it. You're never going to get out. This guy got 13 months. That's all. Not only did he only get 13 months, 6 days a week he was permitted to leave, 12 hours per day so he could go to his office and work. What a deal he had. Anyhow, the only reason I'm going into Epstein, and I'm sure all of you, if you've been following this on the in the media today, know more, much more than I've just shared with you. I want to tell you, I am predicting that don't be surprised if many major political figures, the big guys, Democrats and Republicans, are going to be involved in this, because this guy kept a little black book, and some of the biggies, I'm sure, of the political and business world will have been involved in renting the ladies for a while, going to his place, etc. Clinton's name is in his little black book with seven different telephone numbers, President Clinton. Clinton issued a statement this morning saying, this, because this fellow used to fly important people all over the world for nothing, and this was after Clinton was president. He says, he flew me here, he flew me there. I never went to his island. I never knew about the girls. I never participated with the girls, and that's it. And we can accept that for the time being as truth. Maybe. You don't know. But people are going to get blackened who deserve to be blackened, and I'm not saying Clinton does. But politicians and big-time businessmen who want to play this game are now going to pay for doing it, and properly so. The citizenship question, we've been hearing about this now for, what, 2 weeks, a week, 10 days. The census form, Trump wanted to add, see, the census has to be taken per the United States Constitution every 10 years. It's got to be taken now. In the next few months, they're going to start knocking on our doors, saying how many people live here, et cetera, et cetera. And it's important. The census is important. Census is important because how much money, for example, the federal and state government give to a community depends on the number of people who live there. What are the districts from which congressmen and state legislators are going to run? How are they going to be set up? What's the number of people that must be in those districts? Are determined every 10 years by the census. So extremely important for the operation of our government. Trump decided he wanted to add a question. He wanted to put a question on, you know, how many kids do you have, where do you live, et cetera. And the question is, are you a citizen of the United States? Well, you say, so what? Well, the question's never been there before. And we're, what, 250 years old, our country, and we never had need for this. And we've had immigration problems forever here, okay? Forever in this country. Anyhow, what are we doing here? He puts the question on. The government says you can't do it. They take Trump to court. And the Supreme Court of the United States decided 4 weeks ago that that question was improper. And no questionnaire, no census questionnaire could have it on it. And that was it. And when the Supreme Court decides, the Supreme Court decides. That's it. I'm a retired attorney. That's it. Yeah, I mean, they may change their mind 50 years from now or 100 years from now, but they're not going to change their mind 4 weeks later or 6 weeks later. Trump was very unhappy with the decision, obviously, because he wanted to know where the immigrants were so he could send ICE and other police authorities out to arrest these people. That's what he was doing. Can't be 90 seconds. Oh, my God, they just told me I got 90 seconds left, and it's only 15 minutes. I have no idea why. Anyhow, assuming it's going to close in less than 60 seconds now, Trump decided to issue an executive order permitting it to be on. He can't do that. And now this thing's going to be back in court, and he's trying to get it in the Supreme Court. And the reason he can't do it, because the Constitution says Congress makes up the census questionnaire, not the President of the United States. So he's off base again. We have a short show tonight. I have a half-hour show. They're telling me right now, I can hear them coming through. They got less than 60 seconds left. Hope you enjoyed. I had a lot more to talk about. I only got four items in. Read my blog in the morning. I got a blog that 60,000 people subscribe to, keywestlew.com. Read it. You'll enjoy it. I've been doing it for 12, 13 years. I'd like to share it with you. Other than that, that's the story for this week. Look forward to being with you again next week.